So when the scammer uses the hypnotic method of building rapport, then they create the atmosphere in which they begin to create a dysfunctional, delusional reality.
So you want to become a con artist. Before you set up your first grift, you need to check your toolbox to make sure you're not a Phillips in a world of flathead screws. We've chosen four steps needed to pull off a con, and you need to know them well. First off, you need a story to tell. Then you need a sucker who will believe it. Then build trust to reinforce the tale. Then take the money and beat feet out of town. But before we get into all that, I'm going to give you the Ten Commandments of a con, created by none other than Victor Lustig, the man who sold the Eiffel Tower. Twice. Here we go. Be a patient listener. It's this, not fast talking, that gets a con man his coups. Never look bored. Wait for the other person to reveal any political opinions, then agree with them. Let the other person reveal religious views, then have the same ones. Hint at sex talk, but don't follow it up unless the other person shows a strong interest. Never discuss illness, unless some special concern is shown. Never pry into a person's personal circumstances. They'll tell you all about them eventually. Never boast. Just let your importance be quietly obvious. Never be untidy. And never get drunk. Let's begin our exploration. The first requirement is having a tale to tell. This is the reason for you and the sucker to cross paths. Make sure your tale has enough credible details that it will stand up under questioning. You won't pour them out all at once, but being able to answer questions puts the mark at ease. So, what's a good story to tell? You can tell some friendly-looking person in a parking lot that your car ran out of gas and you need a few gallons to get home. Can you help? Here's another good one. You come back to the parking garage to find a ticket on your car's windshield. It says you've been parked in an illegal location. You're pissed and you go to the parking lot manager who says she has nothing to do with the fines. They're written by somebody else. She suggests you call the phone number on the ticket. You call, you're asked for a ticket number, and are told the fine is, oh, let's say, $125. Now you're really pissed and are told to read the fine print on the ticket. It says that under city ordinance, that the garage owner under contract with the city has the authority to turn the ticket over to the city attorney for prosecution if the fine is not paid within 48 hours. After that, the fine increases by 5% a day. For your convenience, you can go to this website and pay with your credit card. You know the system has you, so you opt to pay the money and get it over with. And just like that, you've turned over your credit card information to scammers. They'll likely charge you the $125 and you won't be alarmed. But after 30 days, when the new billing cycle is started, your card will get a real workout. I'm a summer guy. I'll be on the porch, enjoying a cool drink and reading. Doesn't get any better, unless someone else does the cooking. I'm not going to spend the day in fresh air, only to eat processed foods. If I'm not eating fresh, I'm wasting one of the best seasons of the year. Fortunately, Factor comes to my rescue. They send fresh meals to me that can be cooked up in minutes. I can go back to the porch with a great meal and enjoy the sunset. I'm not into programmed diets. I like the chef's choice meals, but if I wanted keto, protein, vegan, or anything else, they can provide it. Premium meals could include steak, shrimp, broccolini, or asparagus. The meals come prepped and are customizable. You can get add-ons for breakfast, lunch, or snacks. And when I head out on vacation, Factor will pause my service until I get back. Plus, I love to grill. So I can choose one of Factor's meals during the week and fire up the charcoal on weekends. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the warm weather, great foods from Factor, along with some money-saving discounts I'm about to tell you about. Head to factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 and use code scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code scamsandcons50 at factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Now those are nice little cons, but if you want the big money, you have to run an investment scam. Give people a chance to own part of an oil well, real estate, or an opportunity to get in on the coming demand for gold. It's all guaranteed. The only thing needed is investors. Enter a trusted friend. Let's give him a name, say Jerome Berry, just to pick a name out of the air. He's been around town for a while. People know him and like him. They trust him. So when he approaches his friends saying that he's retired and going to invest in real estate, would they like to come along if their investment paid 25% interest? Well, of course they would. And Berry emptied the bank accounts of a lot of people who thought he was trustworthy. Fred Ediscuti's father was taken in by the scam, and he told New Mexico investigators that he couldn't believe it.
Dad did know him. He was a co-worker at the lab. Talking to Berry, they were close friends. I found out, I guess probably a year after my father started investing with Mr. Berry, that he was making an investment. He was quote-unquote good at what he was doing. He knew when to buy and when to sell and was doing very well and was able to pay him 24%. And it was kind of like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, 2010, this is the time frame. I mean, what was going on in the financial markets then? Who makes 24% anywhere? You know, if you could find somebody that would make 6% in a year, they were doing tremendously well. Yet here, Berry is paying 24%. Huge flag. How Dad would fall for something like this is just mind-boggling. And so now he'd invested $20,000 at 24%. They sold their house because they were living in assisted living, and they then, quote-unquote, gave Berry another $30,000, up to $50,000 now. Jerry disappeared. He never has talked, to this day, never talked to my father for the rest of his life, and to this day has never talked to my mother. No restitution. When Mom and Dad gave Jerry the letter, we want our money back, that was the end of any payments. I do a little investigation on this guy. This was a simple Google search. I mean, you know, from 1976, when he had his Chapter 7 bankruptcy, through 2011, was just full of various court cases. And what's even worse is that, you know, I gather all this information on Berry, none of it good, all detrimental, and take it to Dad, and it's like I smacked him with a ton of bricks.
Berry was accused in a civil suit of taking about $170,000 from his friends. Congratulations. You've taken the first step towards succeeding as a con artist. Next, you need to find a sucker to listen to and believe the tale. If you're planning a small con, your best resource is other con artists. They just love to exchange lists of suckers who fall for scams and what tales they were told. Sally Greenberg, who's executive director of the National Consumers League, told CBS,
"It's called a sucker's list. They make billions of dollars scamming consumers around the world, and they trade information. The fraudster will call the previous victim and say, I know you lost $10,000. For a mere $1,000, we're going to help you get all that money back. And that should be a red flag."
Another great resource is other prisoners. If you have that opportunity, it means you screwed up. You may as well learn a skill or get better at your chosen profession. Public records can be sucker lists. Bankruptcies, divorces, obituaries all offer up people who are ripe for exploitation. Now you have a sucker and a great story to tell. It's time to build trust. Art Maines is a clinical social worker, working primarily with older people to help them avoid scams. He knows what inspires trust.
You know, we all have, or we're supposed to have anyway, a kind of natural wariness around strangers where we might be open to meeting them and be friendly to them, but we're not going to divulge anything of real consequence until we get to know this person. So when the scammer uses the hypnotic method of building rapport, then they create the atmosphere in which they begin to create a dysfunctional, delusional reality that they create to reel the person in.
That was Maines on the podcast Scamapalooza. You'll find a link to the podcast, a link to Maines' book, and other fun things in the show notes.
On the morning of August 1st, 1966, shots ring out from the observation deck of the clock tower on the University of Texas campus. It marks the infamous beginning of the modern era of mass shootings in America.
You're listening to Stop the Killing podcast. Join us as we take you behind the crime scene tape to explain global mass shootings and mass attacks. I'm Sarah Ferris, but more importantly, this is Catherine Schweit, the former head of the FBI's active shooter program.
I spent 5 years as the FBI's top executive looking for answers to the mass shooting crisis. I've been at the shooting scenes. I've traced heroic acts of bravery. And I've sat silently and listened to the heart-wrenching stories from survivors.
Amongst this horror, there is hope. We all hold the key to stop the killing. You just need to know how to unlock the door. Download Stop the Killing and be part of the solution. Search Stop the Killing on Apple, Spotify, and all the usual suspects.
Once you have the sucker's trust, you have the keys to the kingdom.
There is a story in the news here in the U.S. Midwest, here in St. Louis, actually, about a church pastor who ripped off members of his flock and other elders for several million dollars, again, because of the relationship ties, all of the levers of know, like, and trust that the scammer used to get people to part with their life savings in many cases. So, yes, you can con an honest man. In fact, he may be even more susceptible than someone who is maybe a little bit more skeptical about things.
Right now, things are looking good for you. You've told the tale to the right mark, who's then ready to turn over the money. Now it's time to bring in the money mules.
There's a town in Romania where they have the most active Western Union office in the entire world. So there's a ton of scam money that's coming into this little town in Romania because that's the local business. That's what people do. So it's all over Central and Eastern Europe. It's all over Asia, the Caribbean Basin, Canada even. I mean, it's a worldwide network.
Nick Christian of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation adds his take.
More difficult than you think to move money outside of the country because banks are built to watch out for that and protect from that. So the money mules are someone that's either a romance scam victim or some other victim of some scam that are moving money for the bad guys.
Gift cards are popular. The scammer sends the sucker out to buy a gift card and load it with the amount of money to be transferred. The scammer then has the sucker recite the card numbers and the cash is in their account at the speed of light. Well, almost. Those are the tools of the trade, but use them carefully, because any one of them can be the one that leaves you screwed. People get taken by a scam or con because they want to believe they can become richer, smarter, or more attractive to a partner. But because they were the mark, they never realized they were being scammed. They never saw it coming. What you can believe in is that a new episode of Scams and Cons is coming in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande, the host of True Crime Psychology and Personality. On my podcast, I explore and explain the pathology behind some of the most horrendous crimes and those who commit them. We discuss topics like narcissism, psychopathy, sociopathy, and antisocial personality disorder from a scientifically informed perspective. What is a narcissist? How do you spot a sociopath? What signs can you look for to protect yourself from these dangerous personalities? It's not just about the stories, but but also the science and psychology behind them. So if you're interested in true crime or mental health, I'd encourage you to give my show a listen wherever you get podcasts.